practice as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, my lady. It's your husband. I'm working currently on the video on dilegomai, the idea of reasoning together, which is something that's in the Bible. It's the Lord's command, is his model. And obviously, I know I've said something offensive because clearly the institutional church refuses to take part in that. It's an offense to them. So I know those are bad words, but I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm trying to obey him and encourage others to do the same. I'd love to do so with you, but because I thought we shared obedience to Christ. I had an interesting dialogue with Chris today, because one of the things we discussed, I went to the farmer's market this morning. There was only supposed to be one guy there, and he was either there and left early because I arrived at 9, so I was kind of late, or he didn't show up today. He's 90 years old. It was kind of, okay, I'll just continue down the street and head to Publix. So instead of a 4-mile hike, it was a 7-mile hike. And one of the things I thought about, I have the freedom to do that. It was an impromptu, okay, I'm changing course. And that also brought to our discussion the idea of we have a freedom. Chris has not identical, but similar stresses in his life with his relationship with his wife. But one of the things that this gives us is a freedom not only to change course, to go to Publix instead of the way it wasn't planned, but I would suggest also to mature faster. Because I don't have to wait for others. I don't have to seek approval. I'm wrestling with the Lord alone, not with other people in the process. A variety of things like that. We kind of started that discussion, which I think is an interesting one, because clearly, wrestling with the Lord, it's the Genesis 32 or whatever. It's kind of a good idea. It's part of the maturing process. And so one of two things has happened. I would suggest I've matured in many ways because I can take on challenges that I could never take on before. However, to someone who says, yes, I want a man who is a follower of Christ, this should be attractive. For someone who says, I want a man who can produce from the world, you better run. I hope you want a man who's striving to be obedient to Christ. Dorothy Jane, please remember, I'm the one that loves you. I'm never going to turn away from you till my dying breath. Well, I won't turn away from you till my dying. Anyway, I'm stuck on you. Because I love you, and of course it's obedience to Christ. Please, my hand's been reaching out to you for a long time. Reach back.